were not changing the principles of the Constitution, but we're simply tidying up. You don't need to burden the head of state with such changes. They are technical minor changes. They do not require us to consult the head of state. Just correcting obvious mistakes which were made at the time the draft was printed, but we're not changing the principles of the draft Constitution at all. So changing the principles of the draft, they would require to consult the head of state. So we just did those changes which we thought would improve the text of the bill, but not the principles of the bill.
Do you know offhand how many chapters you touched on?
No, there were about 4 or 5 changes only, but I can't remember them offhand. The one I can remember offhand is that we had made a mistake in a chapter dealing with, I think it's chapter 14, dealing with the provincial councils, where we made the reference to women members of parliament instead of provincial councillors of committees of the provincial council. Such a mistake is so obvious, we agree that, look, I think there's a wrong reference to a paragraph of the Constitution. Let's correct it. So it is not correction.
There are some who are saying there were inclusions of sections 160 and 161.
We were doing some corrections to harmonize the bill. Yes, there were some changes relating to section 161, but that was merely to harmonize it with other sections. In fact, there was some contradiction before we made the improvements. We noticed that contradiction and corrected it.